We thought of Jessica Gonzalez Rojas when we heard news from the Supreme Court today. The justices ruled 5-3 to strike down a law in Texas that would have cut the number of abortion clinics in the state dramatically, a law that could have had sweeping implications for other states. As head of the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Health, Jessica Gonzalez Rojas has been following the Texas case closely, and today she's celebrating.
On behalf of the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Health and the 2.5 million Latinas in Texas of reproductive age, we are thrilled by today's decision. It removes so many of the barriers that were erected to access abortion care in the state of Texas, and it sets a precedent to prevent these type of laws being enacted throughout the country.
So briefly explain to us the Texas law that was in question. How would it have restricted abortion access? And had the number of abortion providers in Texas already been cut as a result of it?
Yes. Well, before the law, there was about 41 clinics in the state of Texas. And basically, the Texas legislature knew they couldn't outlaw abortion outright. So what they decided to do was make it harder and harder for the clinics to operate in the state of Texas. So the other part of the law would also require providers of abortion care to get admitting privileges in nearby hospitals. And this is all done under the guise of women's health. But the reality is that abortion is 14 times safer than childbirth. And for those doctors who even got admitting privileges, it was difficult to maintain them because abortion is so safe, they almost never have to admit anyone to the hospital. There's 5.4 million women of reproductive age in the state of Texas. 2.5 million are Latina. So Latinas are disproportionately impacted by this type of law. So we are thrilled that the justices saw through the sham of this law and decided to strike it down as unconstitutional.
I mean, it seems like not much will change unless the number of those trained doctors and clinics dramatically goes up now. So this can't be the end of the fight. Is that kind of the next step for you?
Yes, it is not the end of the fight. As we say, we celebrate today, but tomorrow we're back out in the streets and we're fighting to ensure every person has access to the ability to make the best healthcare choices for themselves, their families, and communities. And there's always restrictions that the Texas legislatures and other legislatures across the country are thinking of to continue to deny access. And that includes waiting periods and, other onerous restrictions that deny care. So we are looking to continue to fight and ensure that all people have access to the health care they need, no matter how much money is in their pocket, what kind of insurance they have, their immigration status. For Latinas in particular, we were dealt a blow last week with the Supreme Court's decision on U.S. versus Texas, which deny protections for the undocumented community that are living and working in the United States. Mm. So we look at the issues very intersectional. So that decision impacts an immigrant woman's decision or ability to get health care in this country. So we're going to keep fighting till all our community members are able to get health care.
Jessica Gonzalez Rojas, Executive Director of the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Health. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to The World.